Things going pretty well as of late for the Princeton Lady Tigers. They're on a bit of a winning streak going into the semifinals of the South Harrison Tournament. In fact, they won last night in the semifinals, so let's move ahead on our conversation here. Princeton and Mercer, they've been trying to play one another here, I think about three times in their regular season matchup at Princeton. Those efforts to get those games in due to COVID, Coach Gooden, they haven't worked, so you're going to play Mercer with a championship at stake, it looks like, although very much weather permitting tomorrow night.
Right, and you know we lost a game earlier, I think, due to COVID, and then we had a reschedule, and that I think we lost that during the COVID, and you know this is probably going to be our only chance because we've both got some more makeup games, and we've got 5 weeks here where we've got three games a week for five straight weeks, and then February, you know, you've got to get your conference games in, and we've got the crossover game in February also, so you know this may be our only chance to see Mercer at all this year.
Yeah, the girls' games are slated to be tomorrow, and then the boys on Saturday, so they've kind of split those up. They would have the ability to play six games on Saturday and start them in the morning. My spider senses are kind of telling me that might be the case because we're talking about this, you know, 40, 45-mile-per-hour gusts and a little bit of snow tomorrow. That's not real convenient for trying to get over to Bethany.
No, it's not, and, you know, they're only saying like 1 to 3 inches, but the time you put in 40-mile-an-hour winds, you're going to have drifting and visibility issues. So, you know, it's quite possible that the games do get postponed tomorrow night. But, you know, right now we're going as planned like we're going to be playing at, I think, 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yeah, 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And, I've been in the area long enough that I know there have been some good Mercer-Princeton girls matchups down through the years. But as far as both teams coming in on winning streaks and playing real well, I'm looking forward to this matchup. I think this Princeton-Mercer girls matchup, you got your team on a nice winning streak. Mercer's really been playing well, so I think you got a couple of teams going in the right direction that are going to be butting heads.
Yeah, I think so also. I haven't seen Mercer that much this year or anything, but, you know, I'm more concerned about my kids and how we're playing. And we're kind of, like I said, we're kind of a Jekyll and Hyde. You know, I never know. Some nights we'll, you know, we've been as low as 16% shooting for a game, and we've been as high as 46% shooting for a game. So I never know what's going to come out, but we've been playing pretty good basketball late. We had a really good game against over at Green City. We were down 9-8. Then we go on a 27-1 run to kind of blow that game open. And then we come over against the next night against South Harrison at Princeton. And we beat them, I think, by 23 or 24 points. And, you know, our press was really effective. You know, and then we turn around and played Northeast Nottoway the first round of the South Harrison tournament. And we played really ugly, but we won the game. You know, we won it, I don't know, by 12 or 15 points. But it was kind of brutal to watch, but then we turned around and played South Harrison for the second time in less than a week, and we came out last night and just dominated right from the very start, shot the ball well, and our defense and our press was really effective, and you know, if we can do that, we played pretty decent defense at times. Northeast Nottoway, we were down 4 points at halftime. The second half, we held them to one basket the whole second half, so you know, we picked up the defensive intensity, and that made the difference in the game because then we got a few breaks and hit a few shots, and that's what got us the lead in that game. And last night, our defense intensity was really strong, and offensively, we moved the ball extremely well, and we're patient, and then, you know, we attacked the basket when we needed to. So, you know, we can play pretty good basketball, you know, at times, and then there's times we don't play so well. But, you know, we're getting better, and we keep working individually at things, and just try to get better as the season goes along because it's been a crazy year.
Yeah, you have a fun team to watch, Coach, and yeah, I know that it's very cliche to say that good defense in basketball leads to good offense, but I think with your team, that's really the truth, that if you're able to really get people rattled with your pressure and just speeding up the pace, that's how you get a lot of your points going, because I know in some of the games that I've seen your team play that the half-court offense have been kind of work in progress, but you get a lot of points off of steals and transition layups.
Yeah, we do, and yet we're not a constantly fast break team. I mean, some of these teams, you know, just run all the time, and we don't do that. We run when it's there, and when it's not there, we slow down and we set it up, and you know, controlling the ball and taking care of the ball is a big thing for us. And you know, I like to keep those turnovers down around 15 and below. And you know, we've had some games we've had in the upper 20s, and been really ugly that way, but. You know, if we can control the ball and we can run a little bit, we'll do that. But then if we don't, We need to be able to slow down and set it up, and that's what we did last night. If we didn't have the break, we were really good and very mature in our decision making.
You have, I'd say, you know, a younger than usual sort of team, but there's some ability and, you know, some reasons that you look at some of the youngsters and they're performing right now too. But as far as, you know, you look at the underclassmen, the freshmen and the sophomores, a lot of them are playing. How much are you seeing them just with their confidence level really starting to improve here in mid-January, Coach?
Well, they're starting to get a lot of confidence, you know, and it starts with our two seniors, the twins. Jasmine and Allison, Allison has been playing well all year, and Jasmine, she kind of started off a little bit slower, but last night against South Harrison, she had her best game in her career, you know, and then that feeds down then to the other kids, and then of course we've got you know, Lauren, I think, is getting better. She missed so much her freshman year, and last year was kind of a learning year, and she's just now, I think, really starting to come into her own. And then Mackenzie Duncan doesn't score a lot for us, but her court leadership and her knowledge of basketball is as good as a lot of kids I've ever coached, and she's very smart, and she's really good defensive player, and you know, she can do those things for us. You know, that's something you've got to have, somebody like that. And then she's a sophomore. Then Megan Spencer comes off the bench and just really has been able to control the boards inside and is not afraid of contact. And then you've got freshman Grace, that's kind of all over the place. She's quick, she's long, she's fearless, and you know, and does a really fine job. And then we bring Claire Buckler off the bench, and she can shoot the three and the longer perimeter shots. And Faith Seymour's playing quite a bit for us also. She's a freshman, and Claire's a sophomore. So, you know, we've got the two older kids, but then we drop down to sophomores and freshmen and one junior playing. So we're a very young ball club, and we're having some success, so, you know, I'm tickled to death for the girls.
Yeah, absolutely. I said it's a long winning streak. It's very much a long winning streak. It looks like to me it's seven since you lost back at the Albany tournament.
Yeah, I think our last loss was Stanbury. We lost back-to-back King City Stanbury. That was in the Albany tournament. Then we beat Worth County. We haven't lost since the Stanbury game. But we've got some tough games coming up. You know, we got 5 weeks. We got three games a week for 5 weeks, and most of those are conference games once we get through with this tournament. Then we've got Mercer, of course, Friday night, who's a very good ball club, and so you know, we've got a long ways to go yet, but I like where we're at right now.
Well, Mercer's an interesting team because obviously Coach Owens has that supporting cast around Meineke really going well. A lot of those players for Mercer are youngsters too that the Princeton girls have played with going back to elementary school and junior high. So a good job that Dan has done with that group. But you know, the player that you got to be most concerned about for Mercer is Meineke. How tough is it to control her, Coach?
Well, she's very tough because I think she's tougher this year than she was last year because just what little I haven't watched them very much, but what little I've watched is that you know, now she goes out and she can hit the three, so you've got to really get on her from the perimeter also, and then she gets the ball out there, she can give you the fake, she'll give you a good fake and then take it all the way to the basket, and then she can also post up and she has some good moves to the basket, and you know, she plays pretty decent defense, reads passing lanes really good, and is able to block some balls and get some transition going. And with the little Michael girl and another girl they've got there, you know, the Rainey Michael's very quick and a pretty good ball handler. And so it makes for a tough combination. You know, we're going to have to play, we're going to play one of our better ball games tomorrow night because we're definitely, I think we're the underdog in this game, but you know, we have nothing to lose, and it's just another game to get us ready because we've got three conference games next week.
Putnam County, Gallatin is next week as well. Gallatin's going to be that Saturday makeup game on the 23rd, but you got Putnam County coming to your barn on Tuesday. To me, and I've been looking at scores, and I think it was Putnam County that got Polo, if I remember right, but it's a Lady Midget team that I don't know if they have the consistency that they want, but it looks like they're getting to that ability of if they're putting things together on a specific night, they can be pretty good.
Yeah, that's exactly the way I look at it. And we have Polo on Friday, so we have Putnam at home on Tuesday, then we go to Polo on Friday, and then we go to Gallatin on Saturday. And, you know, Gallatin beat us last year, I think, in overtime by one. And, you know, they were big and strong, and they press a lot. Putnam County, if I remember right from last year, I haven't looked at them or anything, but they were very quick last year. and we just played a really good game against them at their place last year. So, you know, and they're a little scary because, you know, they're kind of like us. Mm-hmm. You never know what you're going to get when you play them.
Yeah, and I didn't realize you had Polo. That's not on the official website. So if folks go to Misha, you'll see Putnam County on there. You'll see Gallatin on the 23rd, but there's a trip to Polo on the 22nd. Polo's good. I know Gallatin struggle a little bit right now, but having to get on a bus, you know, one night you go all the way down to Polo, you come back, you have a short sleep, and then you got to go to Gallatin the next afternoon. That's going to be a challenge for the girls.
Yeah, that is. And then in two weeks, we have a nice week. We go to Milan on Tuesday night, and then we go to Maysville, I think, on Friday night, and then we go to Worth County on Saturday.
Ooh.
So that's going to be a rough one too. So against some pretty quality basketball teams. So, you know, we've got some tough games ahead of us, and we just got to stay. I tell the girls, we got to stay healthy, take care of their bodies, you know, and our practices. We've kind of cut them down a little bit. You know, we're doing more individual work. As far as defending and ball handling and stuff like that, and not doing so much up and down scrimmage type stuff, and because we're getting that in the games, and you know, just keep fresh legs in on the court is a big factor for us. And you know, we went and played La Plata, and we only had 2 days of practice, and we played pretty good. But you know, I hear a lot of coaches saying, you know, we went and played a game with 1 day of practice or with no practice, you know, and that's hard. That's hard to do, and I think it reflects in some of the scores you're seeing around, because there's not a lot of teams that are putting a lot of points up.
Yeah. Fun matchup here in the championship at South Harrison. Mercer's won 6 in a row. As we mentioned, Princeton's on a 7-game winning streak, so that'll be outstanding. Friday, 8 o'clock, weather permitting. It might get moved to Saturday, as we said. We'll just wait and see what Mother Nature has for us tomorrow. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Congrats on the 2 wins this week. Good luck against the Cardinals tomorrow night.
Thank you, Tom.